Then, so we wanted to do it now, so then this leaves you three courses.
Right.
Right?
And this last course is really high, and then there's a bridge. Then I like the bridge a lot. I just wrote it. That's new.
Oh, you did?
Completely new. Never had that.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. I'm excited. I hardly ever have bridges in my songs, but this song, I needed something, so I added a bridge.
Yeah, bridges are cool.
And it transitioned it well into an upper key.
Oh, I like that, too.
I like that, except I have to remember the chords. I hit a boo-boo. I don't want to do that on my webcast. Oops! But you know, it happens. People do that.
Yes, yeah. So let's do what's more. Let's do the chorus. Do a chorus. Okay. Like, you want to keep the first course the way it is, or do you want
to try? Yeah, I like the first course. So why not go to the next verse and then the next course?
Okay.
Okay. This morning, when I woke up, I felt you close by. I still heard your voice, and my heart.
I like your bridge also.
Okay.
Yeah, I like that.
Okay.
Yeah, I see, and it does transition very nicely into that new key.
Yes.
But you're talking about the anguish with that bridge. That
does the
really
song?
Nicely.
I mean, if I play a song like this 2 weeks in a row, they're going to say bereaved parent. But I mean, it's definitely another sad song. So is the other one is more communication, you know.
Yeah. Do you really? I don't think they're going to think anything like that.
Okay.
Yeah, they're just songs.
Last week it's in the wind. This one's in the morning. Obviously, you're missing somebody.
Yeah. But you know, that's what music is. You know.
Heartache.
Yeah. Exactly. You know.
I just love it when the music and the words blend. Because when I listen to my song I recorded, I feel like I could cry each and every time I hear those chords. It's just the chords, not the words,
just the music. So then we'll look at the second chorus coming out of your second
that's in the
verse,
lower key. Yeah,
in the lower key still. Okay, so
give me some.
Can you play those chords, just the chords themselves?
Yeah.
Okay. So can you go back to that chorus again? Sam, I'm gonna take out the scoop. Here's something different.
Okay.
So real.
Oh.
So maybe
I like that without the scoop. All seems so real. What do I do? All seems so real.
Yeah, and you do that. Every time on that one. So maybe that's part of what they were talking about. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I like that. I don't like scoops. I don't know why I do that. I guess I like ice cream.
Oh, that sounds good right now.
Scoops and ice cream. That's what I associate with. No, I like scoops. Give me the latest gossip.
Yeah, that too.
I gotta get the puns out of my life. Okay. It's so real. I'm thinking Haagen-Dazs.
Oh, that. Oh, no.
I guess you're so sick of Weight Watchers.
Okay,
so enough with the scoops and enough with the real. Okay. I don't know if I can sing. It all seems so real.
I like that. We're going, you know, all seems so real.
All seems so real. I like that better. Yes. Like in the chord. It all seems so real.
Yeah.
It all seems so real. I don't know how to do that.
It all seems so real.
Oh, we'll do that again?
I don't know if it works with your chords, but all seems so real. That was nice too. You did so real.
It all seems so real.
I like that. And you'll probably sing a different every chorus after the second, which is nice because
I could remember what I did. I'll have to like sit down and really figure it out.
Play with it, yeah.
But you always seem to come up, like, how do you figure those out so easily?
Because I trained my ear a long time ago when I was singing with groups, and I'd get hired to ad lib, and I didn't know how to. Mm-hmm. And they'd be like, on the last two choruses, we're going to sing the melodies, and you just ad lib, whether it was a choir or whether it was background singers in a band just singing in a nightclub or a concert situation. And I didn't know, so I had some people tell me what to do, and literally to just sit down, make some chords up, and just create melodies instantly over three chords.
Wow.
And so one of the ear training, and I do teach ear training for this and for ad-libbing, was to, whatever the chords are, to find, first thing, find a note that'll work over all those chords. So if it's... So, find
then
common
build
notes,
on that.
And then start, you know, varying all that. And so that's why I want.
Do you want to play with it? I'll play the chords and see.
And I'll just make up some stuff.
Let me see,
okay?
What you
can
make up,
throw
and
out
I can,
whatever.
And I can like record it, and I can hear what you think.
So that, you know, just kind of frees you,
yeah.
You know, frees you up and
yeah.
Loosens you up.
You want to do it some more?
Okay, sure.
Okay, go for it.
Playing, you know.
Oh, that's playing. That sounds awfully pretty. God, that's good.